we Unitarian Universalists don't have a widely accepted ritual for practicing forgiveness, as our Jewish friends do. In part, this is because our forebears were fighting so hard against the Calvinist doctrine of total human depravity. And Hosea Ballou was one of our Universalist forebears who, at the age of 19, was riding his horse all over Vermont and all over upstate New York, actually not far from where we are now, and preaching this message that there is no original sin, and that it is absurd to think that we need to beg and make painful sacrifices to God for God to love us. He said, no, our souls are inherently good. No matter what mistakes we make or harm we do, there is a divine spark in each of us. And I agree wholeheartedly with our Universalist forebears, yet often because we have worked so hard as a religious tradition to distance ourselves from the notion of original sin and a wrathful God, we forget that forgiveness is still an important part of our life. As Unitarian Universalists, we should practice forgiveness often. Not because we believe our actions are being recorded by an eternal authority. Not because we fear hell, we don't believe in hell, or some other punishment. And we seek forgiveness not because we are unworthy, infinitely sinful beings who were born needing forgiveness. There is no collective understanding among us either that we will be eternally rewarded when we do the difficult work of asking and giving forgiveness. So why, then? Why worry about the practice of forgiveness? It goes back to what Marianne Williamson said through our call to worship, because we need to feel more peace and wholeness in our lives. Simply by living, by having meaningful relationships and engaging with the world, we accumulate layers of fear, distrust, cynicism. When we live life, things get messy. We take in and give out unfair judgments, anger, and negativity. We need to forgive and be forgiven. And when we are brave enough, we can do this. During the days of awe, Jews take care of their individual forgiveness needs, like I was saying with the kids, making phone calls, meeting in person, say, when have I harmed you? This is when you've hurt me. But when our neighbors across the street have Yom Kippur on Tuesday evening and go through the centuries-old liturgy of their worship for recognizing Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, they ask for communal forgiveness. There is not individual shame, but collective healing that is promised on Yom Kippur. We too can acknowledge that we are not alone in our need to give and receive forgiveness. In a moment, we're going to sing our closing hymn, which is Spirit of Life, and we're going to sing it through twice. As we sing it, if you feel so moved, come forward and put the pieces of paper that you wrote on earlier into this bowl of water, where they will dissolve. And after this ritual, our need to forgive and to be forgiven is not going to dissolve. I really wish that was the case, but it won't. It will remain. But we will have joined our need to forgive and be forgiven with the need of everyone else in this room to do the same. And the details in our stories will dissolve, but this need for communal healing will remain. None of us are alone as we continually repair ourselves and make amends in our relationships. Here in beloved community, let us always do what is most difficult together. Blessed be. Amen.